Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We continue now coming deeper and deeper into Lent, into the heart of Lent. Please, please don't put off, if you have up to this point, please continue to put off seriously taking a look at your life. What is the one thing that God is asking of you that will bring you more clearly into His presence, will bring you more clearly into the power of His grace to affect change in your life? Please don't waste the precious grace of this season. The first reading for today is taken from the book of Daniel. We read it almost every year during Lent, and this is the story of the God-fearing woman, Susanna, and how these men came and really wicked men who lusted after her and wanted her. And it's quite a story of the human condition. It's long. So I'm going to read the shorter form of this passage, which is Daniel chapter 13, beginning with verse 1. There is a longer section. If you have the Magnificat magazine, it gives you both a shorter version and a longer version. But in both, we're talking about Daniel chapter 13. So I would just encourage you to read all of Daniel. Just read straight through all of Daniel 13, and you'll have the full picture here. As I said a moment ago, I'm going to take the shorter version because of the length of this program. So Susanna is trapped by these men. They lusted after her, and they began to walk every day where she was and to watch her. And they suppress their consciences. How easy it is for us to do that. To say, yeah, I know this is wrong, but, and we allow ourselves to be drawn. And that's what happened with these men. And so they make their appearance in her garden when she's bathing. And so she takes action against them. But of course, the elders think that she is guilty because these men are men of upstanding character. And so they tend to believe the men and not to believe Susanna. And it's very, very hard for her. So in the beginning of the shorter form, read this. The assembly condemned Susanna to death. But Susanna cried aloud, O eternal God, you know what is hidden and are aware of all things before they come to be. You know that they have testified falsely against me. Here I am about to die, though I have done none of the things with which these wicked men have charged me. The Lord heard her prayer. Why? Because she was a righteous woman. Because she followed the law. And so when somebody tried to do her in, basically, she was able to turn to her God, and He heard her because she was someone who loved Him and desired to follow Him. Of course she sinned in her life. Of course there were things that she had done, but not this. But she had always come before the Lord asking for repentance. She came asking for forgiveness when that was wrong. But here she was standing in the right, and God saw that. And so He answered her prayer. The Lord heard her prayer. As she was being led to execution, look how close it was. Sometimes you think, is God going to hear? Is God going to answer? And here she was actually on her way to execution. God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young boy named Daniel, and he cried aloud, I will have no part in the death of this woman. All the people turned and asked him, what is this you are saying? He stood in their midst and continued, are you such fools, O children of Israel? To condemn a woman of Israel without examination, without clear evidence? In other words, you've just taken the word of these men. Return to court, for they have testified falsely against her. Here's a young man. In fact, it says a young boy named Daniel, very young. And then all the people returned in haste. To Daniel, the elders said, come, sit with us and inform us, since God has given you the prestige of old age. But he replied, separate these two far from each other that I may examine them. After they were separated one from the other, he called one of them and he said, How you have grown evil with age. Now have your past sins come to term, passing unjust sentences, condemning the innocent, freeing the guilty. You've done all these things in your life. Now then, if you were a witness, tell me under what tree you saw them together. Oh, under a mastic tree, he said. Daniel replied, your fine lie has cost you your head, for the angel of God shall receive the sentence from him and split you in two. And putting him to one side, he ordered the other one to be brought. And Daniel said to him, offspring of Canaan, not of Judah, beauty has seduced you, lust has subverted your conscience. This is how you acted with the daughters of Israel, and in their fear they yielded to you. But a daughter of Judah did not tolerate your wickedness. Now then, tell me under what tree you surprised them together. Oh, under an oak tree, he said. Daniel replied, your fine lie has cost you also your head. For the angel of God waits with a sword to cut you in two, so as to make an end of you both. The whole assembly cried aloud, blessing God who saves those who hope in him. Don't forget that. Even if you're falsely accused, unjustly accused, never forget this. Never forget. God is faithful. The whole assembly cried aloud, blessing God who saves those who hope in him. They rose up against the two elders, for by their own words Daniel had convicted them of perjury. According to the law of Moses, they inflicted on them the penalty they had plotted to impose on their neighbor. They put them to death. Thus was innocent blood spared that way. Brothers and sisters, do we lie? Are we given to lies? Especially when we think we might be found out in some way, we might be embarrassed in some way, we might be accused, and we are guilty, but we lie our way out of it. Brothers and sisters, it will come back to haunt you if it hasn't already. Don't do that. Don't do that. Live in the truth. Live by the truth. When you fail, say, I failed. In the end, people are going to think more highly of you because they're going to know you're honest. Even at your own expense, you will be honest. And people will put more trust in you, not less. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. The Lord wants to be with us. The Lord wants to walk with us. The Lord wants to help us. The Lord wants to sustain us. The Lord wants to strengthen us. But walk in the truth. He is the truth. So when we walk in lie after lie after lie, and some people get into such a habit pattern that they don't even recognize it anymore, they just tell what they think is most expedient for their own needs. Brothers and sisters, God sees that. God is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to draw near to God, give up lying. Even little, as we call them, little white lies, so they don't make much difference. Maybe in this or that situation they don't, but they pave the way that makes lying easier for us until it just becomes a way of life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Do you pray that prayer often? You should. Pray Psalm 23 often. Pray it out loud and live by it. Because God always leads into verdant pastures. He always supplies the drink that we need when we are faithful to him and when we live in the truth. Yes, we can go through hardship and criticism and even persecution, but if you maintain living in the truth, God will reward that. Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 12 to 20. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, you testify on your own behalf, so your testimony cannot be verified. Jesus answered and said to them, even if I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony can be verified because I know because I know where I came from and where I am going. Do you know where you came from, and do you know where you are going? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Follow Jesus, and you get from where you are safely home by God's grace. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by appearances. I do not judge anyone. And even if I should judge, my judgment is valid because I am not alone, but it is I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law, it is written that the testimony of two men can be verified. I testify on my behalf, and so does the Father who sent me. So they said to him, they feel, because they're not willing to really look at the truth and see that perhaps he is the Savior that the world has waited for so long. And they say, well, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. In other words, you're not walking in truth. Your lives are sometimes a pack of lies. And God, who is truth, is not going to reveal himself to you if you walk in darkness. Come and beg for mercy. Come and beg for help, yes. Oh, brothers and sisters, please, please heed him. You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the treasury in the temple area. But no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But we didn't believe his message. We didn't like it. We didn't seek God for help. We just decided that we didn't like him and we weren't going to follow him. And so down 2,000 years since the birth of Christ, we often walk in darkness because we're unwilling to come to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, who is the light of the world. Brothers and sisters, we want to walk in light, not darkness. We want to walk in truth, not in lies. Tell Jesus that that's what you want. Ask him to draw near to accompany you more in this season, that if you have a pattern of lying, you may break it by his power. That if your faith is weak, and you don't really know that you have a God who loves you infinitely, a God who died for you, draw near and ask him, Lord, I humble myself before you because I realize more every day how much I need a Savior. Please come and save me. Please come and help me. Lead me in the path of righteousness. Lead me in the path of truth. Lead me in the path of mercy. Lead me in the path of hope and love. Ask God to do that. Pray it every day and God will do it for you because he longs for it even more than you do. Brothers and sisters, may God bless you today. May you learn to listen to his word and hear it and follow it. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.